My name is Spencer Hageman. I'm 19 years old. Today is the 16th of April, 2019. I'm speaking with Jorge Apollo, who is my friend. We are recording this interview in West Lafayette, Indiana. All right, starting off, so this interview is about growth. And looking back, are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped who you are today? And are there any negative events or memories that you think shaped who you are today?
Any positive moments? Yeah, I mean, I used to be pretty shy, so a good positive moment for me was I was in a campout trip, and for the first time I was ever to truly perform in front of people, and I performed in front of, like, you know, the whole campsite. So that, like, not like a small campsite, like the mm-hmm. whole, like, big campground. So there was like a whole campfire full of people, like a big arena full of people, and I was able to actually, like, perform in front of them without being, like, too anxious about it. So that was a pretty big yeah. time for me. Let's see, negatives. For me, a big negative I had was back in 8th grade, I lost a lot of friends. So mm-hmm. back in, like, starting off high school, I really felt alone. And, you know, so that was probably, like, my lowest point, just feeling like no one really cares. But, you know, always working to make it better.
Yeah, so from that low point, have you worked on that?
Yeah, I mean, I have more friends now. I'm more open with people. I try to understand that people do care. So you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah, glad to hear that, man. Can you tell me about one or two people that you remember who have been particularly kind to you throughout your life that have helped shape who you are today?
Let's see. There's this one person, her name is Rhea. She really helped me out towards the start, because I was in freshman year, I was in a font where I just, like, couldn't get over anything, mm-hmm. and I was, like, really down, and she is the one who, like, initially brought me out of that slump. So I really am thankful for her, even though, like, you know, she's, like, not really that big in my life anymore. Mm-hmm. She really did impact me in a really positive way. Let's see, then Michelle, who you know,
yeah.
obviously helps me out a lot. She helps me open up and understand. She really helps me through my issues and makes me know that people care about me, even if it's just like yeah. two or three, you know.
It's more than that. You know, it's more than that. What are you most grateful for?
Just, I don't know. I mean, I'm mostly grateful for... I mean, the people around me. I really like other people. I like talking to them. I like mm-hmm. hearing their stories. I like hearing what makes them happy. So just having, like, just knowing that there are other people out there with, like, super great stories and super, like, great adventures to be had with them, then that usually keeps me pretty positive.
Yeah. That's awesome. Is that something you use to cope, like, helping other people and hearing their stories?
Yeah.
Of getting better.
If people are happy, I can be happy too, right?
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. Was the growth that you went through triggered by low points in your life, or was a lot of it more just gradual and as you changed over time, you know, you as a person changed?
Well, I was always shy, so me mm-hmm. being not shy was just a personal thing. I told myself, hey, I really need to work on this. I want to be more outgoing. I want to meet more people. So that was me being like, I need to do this. I want to do this. So I worked on it slowly, and I got there. When I was, after my low point, me wanting to be more confident and, like, not being so anxious all the time, that was driven by low points in my life.
Okay. So growth of any kind is hard to go through, especially if it comes from low points and it's not just gradual. So, if you could give your past self advice, what would you? Not too much, but.
Don't suppress things now, because it'll make it worse at the end. I'd just learn to deal with it, talk to someone. It'll get better slowly.
And like you said, you're working on that now.
Yeah.
Slowly getting, just slowly getting better.
Slowly getting unbroken.
That's good. I think that goes for all of us, probably. Additionally, what advice are you going to try to keep in mind as you move forward? Isn't pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, just keeping it open mind, not believing my first thought, because my first thought is filled with anxiety, and thinking more of my second thought, which is usually more rational and more logical than everyone hates me, because not everyone does.
Yeah, that's not true.
You know, at least two or three.
At least
At least two or
no,
three.
it's more. Do you have any regrets?
Yeah. I mean,
You don't have to open up about them if you don't want to, but like I'd like to know on how you got past them.
I mean, I regret doing the things that made me lose all my friends, but you move on. You forgive yourself, which is like the first thing, and then you realize you are a better person now, to the point where that won't happen again.
Yeah. Yeah, that's great. Moving on is really hard, but it's also a big part of growing as a person. So, obviously, you're a freshman. How do you think coming to Purdue has, shaped you? Because I know it's definitely changed me in a lot of ways.
Coming to Purdue, I'm definitely more myself than I've ever been. I feel like no one really cares at this point. Like, you don't have to like hide who you are, because everyone will, either they won't care, or they'll be like, hell yeah, I'm like that too. So, yeah, I'm definitely more myself. I don't try to like fit in, because there's so many people here that there'll be someone who likes you for you.
Awesome. My last question to kind of wrap up anything else is you've known me for a little bit. And I'm trying to work on growing as a person. So, is there any advice that you would give me, or are there any opportunities you see that I have that I'm not taking to grow as a person?
Try to be more open.
Try to be more.
Yeah. You don't have to suppress it. You can talk to us, even though some people you might not want to talk to. You know that, I know that. But, we're always here to talk. We'll try to make you feel better.
You guys do, definitely. So that's pretty much it. Thanks for talking. Guess that's
Thanks for having me. That's what they say in the
exactly.
TV shows.
It's like signing out, okay? Okay.